Sometimes God answers our prayers right away, and other times he asks us to wait. It's not because he's absent, but because he's teaching us something deeper. Today we're going to share two beautiful testimonies that show us this truth. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's testimonies. Hello everyone. Before we begin, I just want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you. Your kind words, your prayers, and the incredible stories you share mean so much to this channel and to me personally. So thank you from the heart. Today I have a couple of incredible testimonies shared by our viewers. These testimonies show us that sometimes when we call on heaven for help, we experience immediate assistance. Other times we're left to endure trials, but not without purpose. Both today's stories reflect this mystery of God's ways, and each offers a powerful lesson. Let's start with Kevin's testimony, an encounter with Padre Pio in a moment of suffering. Kevin writes, "In 2022, I had an appendectomy while living in Germany. While recovering from surgery and the anesthetics, Satan and his demons were attacking me physically and spiritually. I called out, 'Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,' but there was no response. I then called out, 'Padre Pio, Padre Pio, Padre Pio,' and again there was no response. I then recalled reading about Saint Gertrude the Great and a story about one of her sisters in her abbey who had a similar experience. The sister explained that she too was attacked by the evil ones. She called to our Lord, and he didn't respond. She asked Saint Gertrude to inquire to our Lord Jesus in their next meeting why he hadn't responded to her call to him. At her next meeting with our Lord, Saint Gertrude asked our Lord why he didn't respond to that sister's request for intervention, to which he replied with one word, humility. I then realized that our Lord expected the same of me, and that I would have to persevere on my own through this attack, which I did. Approximately 7 hours later, the attacks ceased, and at that moment, Saint Padre Pio appeared, seated at my bedside. His elbows were on his knees, his head was bowed and looking toward the ground, and I was waiting for his explanation as to why he didn't come when I called to him. Without looking at me, he said, 'So, you were in pain for 3 whole days. I thought to myself, "What is he talking about?" I wanted an explanation about him not responding, but he's Padre Pio, so I gave some thought as to when was this pain for 3 entire days. Was he referring to my appendicitis? Let's see. The pain began on Saturday, and I was finally operated on early Tuesday. So, yes, I guess I was in pain for 3 whole days. I relayed this to Saint Padre Pio, who said nothing. He just slowly nodded his head. Now I'm really confused. What did this have to do with not coming when I called? So, being Padre Pio doing the asking, I had to think about this meaning, and I realized that Saint Padre Pio bore the stigmata for 50 years. He was in pain for 50 years, and I was only in pain for 3 measly days. I then understood and began laughing, and Saint Padre Pio also began laughing, and we shared in our mirth for a long time, a laugh I had not experienced in a very long while. Shortly after our laughter subsided, Saint Padre Pio left. Saint Padre Pio, thank you for that visit. Sincerely, Kevin. What a powerful lesson. It's easy to think that when we cry out to heaven, the answer should come immediately. But sometimes God allows us to persevere through trials so we can grow in humility, the foundation of all virtues. Often, the answers we seek are less about solving our immediate problems and more about transforming our hearts and changing our perspectives. It's like that saying, you're not richer the more you have, but the less you need. Kevin, thank you for sharing your testimony. Stories like this remind us that Padre Pio is still powerfully present in the lives of those who turn to him. By joining the Protect a Child of Padre Pio program, you too can experience his heavenly care and intercession through our following Padre Pio apostolate. His mission is to comfort troubled hearts, and by becoming part of this program, you open yourself to his blessings and support. As a protected child of Padre Pio, you'll receive spiritual benefits like regular holy masses offered for your intentions, a deeper connection to his legacy, and a prayerful community. You'll also receive a personalized certificate, a photo of Padre Pio, his favorite prayer booklet, and access to exclusive resources, all reminders of his presence in your life. Padre Pio continues to lead souls to God. Will you take the next step and invite his grace and guidance into your life? Click the link to the join page in the description below to set up your monthly gift and experience his powerful intercession firsthand. Now, let's hear from Marie, who shares how her guardian angel came to her aid. I have a terrible sense of direction. My kids say I could get lost in a circle. I was going to a friend's house for the first time and got lost. I said to my angel, you know I have a terrible sense of direction. Help me, please. I tried calling my friend, but there was no answer. I messaged her, and she called me back and said, My husband is on his way to get you. Follow him. I followed him back to their house. When I got there, my friend was in the kitchen. When I went in and she told me, I was outside in the yard. I never heard my phone, but I heard a knock at the door and a voice saying hello that sounded just like you. I went to the door and no one was there. I said to my husband, that must have been Marie's angel. I told my friend what I had asked my angel to help with. So yes, God has given us a faithful friend. When you look back on your life, you know there has been divine intervention. God bless. While Kevin's story reminds us that waiting for God's answer can be a path to humility and transformation, Marie's story is a perfect example of how God also provides help in the little things. It's a reminder to trust in God's providence, whether in life's grand challenges or in something as simple as finding our way. Thank you, Marie, for sharing your experience. If any of you watching have a story to share, we'd love to hear from you. Please share it in the comments section below or send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching and stay tuned for our next video on the life of Padre Pio.